This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This week, Carly came to the clinic with a headache. It was the worst headache of her life. Last week, she came with stomach pains that she described as crippling. The week before, it was sinus pain that felt like a giant tumor was taking over my skull. I won't go on with her problems. Carly is clearly what health economists call a high utilizer, what health providers call the worried well, and what psychiatrists have called malingerers. Bottom line, a week wouldn't be a week without Carly in the office. Sometimes the nurses report that even though she has the worst headache of her life, she's on her cell phone laughing and telling stories. There are many reasons people frequent a doctor's office and exaggerate illness, but more often than not, they're looking for external gain. Time off from work, workman's comp, sympathy from family or friends, getting prescription medicines, or just getting some attention from a doctor who is trained to trust his patients and is willing to take some time to talk. But these frequent users are a real problem for the doctor. The answer isn't to punish them because they're not really thinking rationally. But we do need to figure out some way to get them help because sooner or later, the Carlys of the world will get really sick and it's likely the doctor will overlook those symptoms and assume they are again just looking for secondary gain, a medical example of the boy who cried wolf. For doctors working on a tight schedule, it is often easier to just treat the person or order some tests than to take the time and confront them about their pattern of usage and their faked symptoms. But when we do treat, we forget that medicines and medical interventions can cause serious effects. They can cost the patient money and they clog up the system with unnecessary referrals. We spoke with Carly about her frequent visits and all the negative workups. We explained the dangers associated with providing medical interventions that aren't really needed. Feeling a little bit like a prosecutor, we told her that we would no longer order tests unless we thought there was a good likelihood of illness. She got mad and explained that she was entitled to those tests because she was born with lots of medical problems. She accused us of not believing her. Her theory was that we just want to move patients in and out of the office quickly so we can make more money. So is Carly entitled to any test she believes she needs, or should doctors place limits on testing? Write us at kcrw/secondopinion and let us know what you think. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes asking you this week for your second opinion.